Court has ruled on Alaska's redistricting trial, ordering the redistricting board to redraw legislative maps that put Haines and Skagway with Juneau's Mendenhall Valley. We have reaction from Skagway officials and the political breakdown on what's next. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Wednesday's ruling came following legal challenges brought by the municipality of Skagway and others that had objected to the legislative maps. Following the trial is political writer Matt Buxton, who runs the left-leaning Midnight Sun blog. I spoke with him hours after the ruling that found the new political maps didn't meet the standard for public process set by Alaska's constitution. So on Tuesday, well, technically Wednesday morning early, the court sided with Skagway, sort of. Can you walk us through the judge's ruling?
Yeah, so I think it's really interesting because there was so much attention at the trial that was put on the socioeconomic connections between Skagway and downtown Juneau, you know, really arguing about the cruise ship connection and all this other stuff. It ended up not mattering at all. And that's because under the law, the court kind of views communities as, you know, all sort of as the same. So if you're connected to Juneau, one part of Juneau, you're connected to all of Juneau. And it kind of doesn't make a difference in the eyes of the law. And that's, we go down a deep rabbit hole why that is. But for the sake of it, it's just, you know, that wasn't a convincing case.
Yeah, the court or the judge wrote that they failed to hold meaningful public hearings and failed to make a good faith effort to accommodate public testimony. So what does this mean moving forward? What's kind of next in the process?
So there will basically be two sort of things going on moving forward. The big thing is that every redistricting trial ends up in the Alaska Supreme Court. So they're going to try to have that done, I think, by April, and with a month basically before the filing deadline for state elections. So there's going to be an appeal. It could, you know, everything could change with the Superior Court or the Supreme Court weighing in on it. If Judge Matthews' order stands, though, what it means is that the redistricting board will be sent back to the drawing board to either incorporate public testimony into their decision-making process or at least come up with a very convincing argument as to why it doesn't need to be incorporated or why they could ignore it. The Skagway case is specifically kind of about where you draw the lines in between that downtown Juneau to Haines and Skagway area. So you can kind of redraw that line without affecting everything else. And that's, in previous cases, the courts have sort of stopped short of ordering full redraws, sort of understanding that you got to hold an election at some point. In both of these cases, there is a total possibility that the board could get this work done before June 1. And create new plans that would go into effect for this year's elections.
Interesting. Yeah. So they have until April to finalize these maps. And then elections, like you said, the proof is in the pudding with the election, which candidates have until June 1st to file.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for all your hard work covering this court case so closely. And we look forward to future coverage. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
That was Matt Buxton, political reporter with the Midnight Sun blog. And now for reaction from Skagway officials that helped bring the legal challenge to the redistricting board's political map linking Upper Lynn Canal with Juneau's Mendenhall Valley. The lawsuit questioned the Republican majority board's decision to sever Haines, Skagway, and Kluckwan's House district from Juneau's downtown and Douglas Island. The heavily Democratic district is held by Representative Sarah Hannon of Juneau. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata called the court's decision a partial win and says it's prepared to appeal to the state's highest court. I also talked with Mayor Cremata about what's coming up at this week's assembly meeting. So first, what is your response to the court's ruling on the legislative district map?
Well, we're celebrating a victory in that court case today, but it'll be a short-lived celebration because there's still the Supreme Court, and we will be bringing an appeal to the Supreme Court focused on the portions of the decision that weren't favorable. But as far as, the judge, I was really impressed by the fact that he heard exactly what we were stating during our case and during the trial, which was that the voice of the people who live here in Skagway, the voice of our voters was not heard.
Right, right. It was a pretty scathing ruling saying that public testimony was not properly heard and public comment was not considered. So you said that you will be bringing this and appealing this to the Alaska Supreme Court?
Absolutely. So one of the other portions of our case that we felt was relevant was that we have a very strong socioeconomic integration with downtown Juneau. And it is a key part of our case. Another key part of the case, obviously, was the part that was ruled unfavorably. And it also ties into some of the other districts that had the same complaint that the board did not take into consideration these socioeconomic integration factors. So that's worth bringing up to the Supreme Court to get a ruling from them as well on that issue. So we're going to continue to pursue the interests of the voters of this community and do everything we can possibly do to come out with a favorable ruling when all is said and done with the Supreme Court.
So turning to this week's assembly meeting, a big ticket item before the Skagway Assembly is this resolution to accept federal COVID relief funding of over $9 million. How will this federal assistance be spent?
Well, so the federal assistance, the goal here is to replenish funds that were lost during the pandemic. We went through a really difficult time with the pandemic, and now that we're emerging from it, I feel like one of our greatest triumphs here in Skagway was being able to retain our entire municipal staff, ensure that they didn't have to take pay cuts, ensure that they are here. So I feel like that was a big triumph for us. This money obviously goes into making sure that we can continue on with our port independence projects, infrastructure development, capital projects, and all of the other things that we do as a municipality. So it's just getting us back to where we need to be.
Mm-hmm. Another agenda item before the assembly is the awarding of the management contract for the Garden City RV Park. Can you talk about that?
This was tabled at the previous assembly meeting. I imagine that a couple or a few of the assembly members wanted to do a little bit more research. I don't foresee this as being any issue. A bid process went out, somebody made a bid, and so it's just a matter of approving it. So I'm curious to see what happens on this issue as well.
And that's also the site of the former residential school for Native children. And so what's the latest on the archaeological assessment of that site?
It's timely that you ask. I was just talking to Manager Ryan about this yesterday, trying to figure out the timeline. So first of all, we have to go through the process of either getting this contract approved at the table, or if the assembly decides that a different direction is warranted and they do that, then it's a matter of figuring out who's going to do the work and scheduling the work. I think that it has to be done, if I'm not mistaken, before the third week of June. But obviously, if we want to be able to use the RV park for RVs, especially if we're going to see a massive influx of independent travelers. So the sooner the better.
That was Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata. The Skagway Assembly is scheduled to meet at 7 p.m. Thursday, February 17th. Listen live at khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.